Well, hey everybody, it's Chuck. Welcome back to the apiary. I'm gonna knock out a quick couple errands today, and I decided to turn the camera on. I am going to do a demaray follow-up, checkup, right? Because remember, we did these demarays, and I've got two strong ones right now. This is hive number three, and I've got a tag down here, and it's on a scale. This thing is growing faster than every other hive with respect to relative weight. And actually, my broodminder scales have got a good graph of it. I'm gonna stick that picture right here while I talk about it. This is a percentage gain from a specific point in time. And right now, if I look at the 14-day, look at how hive three is growing in weight. It's unbelievable. But the reason this is working, and I'm standing in front of the hive, and you see how they're all kind of saying, get out of my way. I got upper and lower entrances, and they're taking pollen in the top, which is interesting. And that introduces an interesting question. If they're taking pollen in the top, then what's going on up here? Maybe there are some cells in here. My last note was on the 8th. So I'm gonna get in here and double check what's going on up top now that I see pollen going in. And also in the bottom to make sure she's got room to lay, and I can rotate some frames from here and also just see how full it is. And then if I hadn't gone too long in this one hive, then we'll do it over there on that other one. So yeah, let's get into the hive. I don't know, I mean, I'm standing here in front of them and they're all kind of circulating, like get out of my way. It's just sort of the circumstance of my apiary with the way it's set up. And don't you know, I start this video every single time without my hive tool in my hand. Oh, and look, and I moved out of the way. Look, they zoom into the bottom. That's interesting. Okay, I got my little hive stand over here to the side. I think it's within view, but the sun is behind you, and I'm gonna try to do all my work I can from in front of the sun. So this is the upper entrance I left here. And the reason I left this upper entrance was initially for the drone escape, but they seem to like it. At least a lot of bees are using it. And there's a lot of bees going on up here. It's probably honey storage. Shouldn't be any queens up there. But for the purposes of this video, I'm gonna probably just set, they're gonna be all upset that I'm doing this. I don't love lifting deeps if it's all honey, but let's see. Oh my God, it definitely feels like it's over 60 pounds. I see pollen on these bees' legs in here. So it's gonna be a little bit of an interesting thing. You know, these, I'm thinking were supers, but let's just kind of check it out. Nectar, honey, uncapped, but this is a honey super for them right now. So just gonna set that to the side. There's a lot of bees in here. This is demaray, is doing the demaray magic. Honey. Okay, no worries here. I hadn't seen any pollens, mate. A little bit of pollen in this honey, but just a little bit. I think this is beyond hatch out. This is down into a honey super now. So I don't think I could take any of these hatched out brood frames in the middle and take them down below, because I would just be essentially capping her out. So yeah, this is now a honey super. And a pollen super, so there's definitely going to be some pollen in my honey extracted from up here, because they are using this upper box for some pollen storage too. All hatched out, starting to upper cap it. That's why it was so heavy. Yep, I don't even think I need to continue going. I do want to get to that. Well, I guess I'll get to this drone frame and just kind of see how that ended up. Honey. Edges is not quite as full as the middle, which is what you would expect. Nectar, they're using the drone frame as nectar, which is good. Okay. So top is a honey super, no brood or no larva that I was initially worried about, but they are storing a little bit of pollen up here. Which will end up in the honey, which is fine. That's why people take honey for allergies, is for that pollen, micropollen ingestion. I'm gonna set this to the side. Oh gosh, these are heavy. Check the status of our supers. Maybe back off and let some of these bees go in. I'm Might be able to do a little bit of work just on here. Sometimes on these supers, I rotate them. This is kind of what, oh man, they're just drawing that out pretty. Nectar in there. I like to take these edge ones and kind of move them to the inner inside. I set that there. So they still got room. They're still drawing a little bit, but there's nectar for sure. I think this is the, I can't remember if I bottom supered or not. So can you see that? They're doing a good job. Nice white wax. Lots of bees. Feels like it's getting heavier in the middle. So I'm gonna put that edge here in the middle here. Kind of give them the center action to work. Maybe even take this a little heavier one, move it further to the edge, just to kind of equal. This is honey equalization. Let them all keep working. Another light one on the edge here. Maybe I'll move this heavier one over. All right, all good here. Super number one. This may be unnecessary, but because this is my first demarai year, I'm kind of doing this as a sit rep. Situation report. Yeah, it looks like I might have bottom supered. This edge is not quite as done as much. See, I'm asking them to do a little bit of work here. So this is a little let now, but there's some white wax here in the middle. So I'm gonna do some equalization here too. See, there's nectar and nice white wax in that middle frame. So I'm gonna kind of put the nicely drawn frames to the edge and the ones that need work in the middle. Little bit of wax equalization. Another nice one, they're drawing that out nice. I'm gonna move it to the outer edge and move this kind of one that needs a little bit of work into the middle. See how this edge one over here looks? Well, I don't need your stinger, honey. All right, good wax there. All right, give them some smoke. I'm gonna step back a little bit and let them come in. So this is kind of just starting. This bottom one looks like it might be done. So I'm gonna, not done, but meaning like it's got the mode. This is a full 10 framer. This outer edge might not be, but yeah, starting to get some capped in there. The very outer edge isn't capped yet, but let's kind of see how we, one, two, I'm gonna move these over. Go straight for the middle and kind of see what we look like. How about that, ladies and gents? It's still April, fully capped. Okay, wow, that's the edge. Let me show you again, middle. So I'm gonna do some equalization, put that in the middle. I'm gonna do these completely capped on the edge. See how this edge over here looks. Yep. So I'm gonna take another fully capped middle frame. No, that's not fully capped. This one here. Yep, mostly capped, that's fully capped. Doing this with one hand. Move the outer capped edge, put that in the middle. This is looking great. God, I'm doing demarais every year. Even if it's just for swarm control, these monster hives are something I want to learn more about and manage. If I hadn't have screwed up that first one, I'd have had another one of these. I'm actually getting to the point that I'm wondering, can my area support the nectar requirements of multiple monster hives? I don't know. Theoretically, there's a limit to the amount of forage a population can get from an area. And since I'm kind of in a suburban area, you know, do I have the forage to support? Okay, this is, I would normally be pulling this in June, but now I'm calling that the earliest almost full cap super I've got. So now, because I don't have a brood frames to rotate, what I'm looking for in here now, and I'm doing this from others' experience, not my own, because I haven't ever done this before. I don't want them to be packed out down here. We're beyond swarm season. I mean, you could get a few swarms now, but this hive should have a different mission. and I don't want, well, I want to check the state of what's going on in the bottom. I want to see packed brood. There's a chance I could take out, if there's any honey frames in here, there's a chance I could take them out and add foundation, but that's only if she's packed out. So they could be a little bit more testy down here because this is the brood nest. Look at that. The edge has got brood in it. That's great. So the outer very edge has got brood on it. Now I need to be careful. The queen could be on any of these, and I don't want to get too excited showing you guys all of the details and shake a queen off. So I am looking for queen cells. A little bit of burr comb there. That doesn't bother me. I'll just set this edge frame on the side and we'll just walk through this. You see the population of bees. This is exactly what you want, is an army with enough space to work. All right. Capped brood, drones. These are all drone cells. A little bit of burr comb on the bottom edges. Give you guys a quick glance. Not much to report there. That's not what I would call a packed brood frame, but it's on the edge, but there's brood on it. Here's some drone comb on the bottom. See that drone comb? I'm gonna be looking at all that, double checking queen, which is why there's so many drones in here. I don't need to cut that off. That's on the bottom. There's no queen cells on it. I see larva, eggs, everything indication of a queen in the last few days. So I have no reason to be worried. Here's what we want to see in the middle of a hive. Packed brood frame. Great pattern. A little bit of a cup there, but that's just on that drone brood. Nothing to be worried about. Now, this is what I would be rotating into the top. Well, we're gonna determine. I may add another deep on top and put foundation down here. I don't know. What do you guys, those of you that do these demarais, this is where I want you to leave me a comment. Well, I guess how much open cells should be my determination here, right? So this, she's got room to lay here, although there's larvae in it. Should I be continuing to take those deep frames out? Is it in a steady state where they're not going to swarm now? And I don't need to remove these double capped frames. I think my decision is based on how much room does she have to lay. This is all laid up. It's got a combination of larvae that are getting ready to get capped. And so there's no more room to lay in this frame. Somebody made a comment about scratching honey if you want them to move it. I'm gonna try that. I don't have my scratcher with me, but I'm gonna kind of pop this honey open. They've got plenty of honey in this hive, but I'm just curious on these corner cells. See, this is actually probably not the honey I should do. It's one that's got a full dome cap. I should probably do it. Hadn't seen the queen yet, but I don't know that I'm gonna see her in this crowd, y'all. I'm not getting stung. I've mentioned every time I've gotten stung. I'm not getting stung in this hive. Open, see, they're starting to have, I think I saw a queen. I think I saw some green, let me see. Did I? No, maybe I didn't. No, it was a drone with just a glimmer of green on his wing. I can see what color the queen is if I look up. A little bit of pollen in here. In the center of the brood frame. So this is kind of where, see how this is capped up here? I'd like them to use this for brood. So I wonder if I break these caps off, will they use this for brood and move this honey up? That's what that one beekeeper told me in the comments. He's like, yeah, if you want them to move that honey out of there, just kind of crack the caps off. So that's what I'm doing here. Wonder if they'll move that honey and just use it on the corners. You know, you don't want a cap of honey. That can keep them from going up sometimes. This hive doesn't seem to have a problem with this. I'm just talking out loud to you guys. Man, there's a lot of bees in here. I've seen videos and other beekeepers that get honey like this, or bees like this. This is kind of new for me. Monster hives. I've never had a hive that I let get this big. I've kind of always been the split mentality. Keep them small. A little bit of room here, but it's got eggs in it. See this cap? This is another one of those caps. And I wonder, it's beautiful capped. If I just kind of encourage them to move this honey off. I'm just trying to do the cappings. Will they just recap it, or will they move that honey? This gentleman said they won't recap it. They'll actually move it. I don't know. Trying not to goop up too much. I don't want to, should I do this side too a little bit? I'm not doing the edges because I don't mind it being on the edges. New technique. Chuck's never done this before, but I'm going to have to actually remember to check this. You know, I know I'm going to get in here in another couple weeks and they'll be brewed to the top and I won't even remember I did that. I don't know. We'll see. I don't think I'm going to see the queen. There's just so many bees, unless she just pops out right in the middle. See, this is what you would call a honey-bound frame. They really can't move up from this. Hatching brood. So there's room growing in here. This is hatching out. She'll have room to lay in here. You guys think I'm crazy for dropping this honey on this hive? I don't know. I know they're going to take it. I don't want to like goop up my queen or anything. I guess that's the biggest risk, right? See what I'm doing? Just kind of seeing if they'll make that brood frames by moving this around. Only one person told me to do this. I know I've been encouraging you guys to make comments. I want a comment from some other folks that think this is a good idea or a bad idea. Should I be just leaving this alone or trying to keep these honey-bound frames from getting any worse? Especially in a demarais environment where I'm trying to maximize brood. I'm seeing enough open cells and also this little experiment of moving that honey cap off that I don't think I'm going to rotate any brood around. Eggs on the far edge here. So this was a foundation frame for sure. And they are putting eggs in this one. Now here's an end frame. I don't mind honey being an end frame. That's a food frame. So, but I'm gonna put that honey to the outside since that's the very last frame. And that's going just like that. Never saw mama, but she's in there. She's laying. Hopefully I didn't hurt her at all if I was going too fast. So I'm gonna squish that back over. Squish that back over. And I'm gonna, this one frame here that was, I'm gonna do the same thing, a little bit of brood and pollen. So I'm gonna leave the outer edge there, looking for my queen. Don't wanna hurt her with this honey technique. The guy said to use a scratcher in his comment. I guess if that would be better than what I'm, it might leave, honestly, less goop. That might be a reason to use the scratchers, because here I'm scraping a little bit of honey. With a honey uncapping scratcher, I might just be taking off a little bit of wax to kind of make them move it. All right, so we're good there. Wow, this is perfect. No swarm cells. They are not in swarm mode. She's got room to lay. There was hatching brood for sure in there. Putting my, pardon me, wants to do a mite check on this right now, but I didn't see the queen, and I hate to do mite checks when I don't see the queen. Okay, so the only configuration change I think I'm going to make is I'm going to put that full super on the top. So I'm going to bottom super, basically. I don't think I need a super yet, but maybe I do. This is a light one, so that's going on the bottom. They got some honey there to put away. This is another light one. So that's going there. And then that heavy one. I mean, theoretically, they're coming in and storing honey this way. They could be storing honey down, and now I'm adding this heavy one here. If that were 100% capped, I'd probably take it and put it in my shed, all covered up and sealed up. You know, I don't know. I guess depending on how long till I could extract it. I don't like just leaving honey in a... Should I add another super? What do you guys think? Room here, not room there. A little bit of room in the top. I'm going to work for a few days this week. I'm adding another super. Even if it's just for the beauty of the picture. But now I gotta get that damn deep on top. That may be the reason not to do it, is I gotta get it deep up here. Okay. I may regret this. Okay. Yep, that's about my maximum. Okay. Without a step stool, you guys that are, I'm getting up there in years, but you guys that are a little older than me are like, yeah, I ain't doing that. I'm 55, and I just lifted 80 pounds at 5 feet, and I'm calling that my max. I don't want to get hurt. Injury, man, that slows you down. But I can't wait. Golly, this entire hive could be like as good as my entire apiary last year. I'm kidding. I get about 75 gallons. I measure in gallons. Some people weigh in pounds, but I don't think in pounds. You guys think in pounds? I know the scales think in pounds. Okay, done. Holy smokes. No swarm cells there. All right, come over here with me to one more. We're gonna do one more together. This one. And the reason I wanna do this one with you is because I don't have a scale on this one. Yeah, and I don't know if it's in the same situation. I'm walking away to get my stand so I can work with you guys on this. Let me get the camera frame for you. You can see, can you see my stand? I'm gonna move the stand a little bit. Okay, there. I do wanna give you an update. So those of you that watched me do this two queen system, you remember in this hive over here on the right, I couldn't find the queen, but I found a release cage that had been released. I went in there yesterday, not on camera, found a virgin. So the reason there was no queen is it was in the middle of a supersedure replacement. So I left her in there. There were still no eggs, but she looked mated. All right, last thing I got in here was a check on the 16th for eggs. So I think I checked this, but you see, this isn't quite as big, but this was done later too. So, this feels pretty damn heavy though. Okay, if that other one was 60, then that's 45 to 50. Let's get a check in here. This one, maybe I'll do the swap out if I see hatch brood, because this one is younger. Yeah, look at them. There you are. Yeah, I did get stung there. I don't need your stinger, mama. Outside edge drawing for honey. On the very outside, they hadn't drawn yet. So that's a good example of, I'm gonna rotate that frame. Kind of equalization like I did on that last one. All right. Honey, there's a little bit of room in here. This might've been one that hatched out. We'll keep going, make this decision on this one too, whether or not. Queen cells again. Let me see. These are cups, never mind. So these are cups, but boy, they sure are big cups. Nothing in them. Hatched out, honey storage. Honey storage starting to get kind of capped out. Yeah. A little too late to use these as brood frames, because see, they're just, these would be honey-bound brood frames down on the bottom. Another cell, shouldn't be anything in it, nothing in it. These are just mature, hard brown the old comb wax cups. See them? They're over here, though. It's like they're looking. It's like they... If there was a queen that worked her way up in here, she would be laying eggs in these. This is interesting. I didn't see these on that other hive. So this hive is still acting queenless up on the top. You know, this would be an interesting hive to do a graft into, right? Are they being perceived as queenless up here? And I could graft some eggs up in here just as a starter? I bet I could. I might even do that after I get back from my training. I'm going to work this week down to Orlando. This is my recurrent training. Those of you that are pilots understand, recurrent training is training that airline pilots have to get every year. We do it once. You look at these cups in here. They're just cups. I am breaking them off, so there's not even a temptation. But they're... This would be like a... We're queenless. We're making cups. Dang it, I don't have anybody to lay an egg in the cup. Kind of a feeling. Nectar. You know, this is one, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna go ahead and shake out some of this nectar, if I can. Nectar, the surface tension is pretty good. But they could move this around if they wanted to make, and there's room to lay on this side. I'm gonna leave that one aside as maybe a open brood candidate. And look, they're not dry, so I've got room for them to draw. So this is still open, and they're putting a little bit in this drone comb frame. So I'm gonna put this on the outer edge over here where it was, but I'm gonna flip that undrawn side to the inside. All right. So I got one frame that I could use. If there's a brood frame, I could put it in here. Now, if I put a cat brood frame in here, I'm reintroducing eggs that could create queen cells. So I've got to make sure I mark my hive appropriately to check for queen cells. Ow. There's another one. A little bit of a sting. So let's take a... I'm going to go to the middle first on this. See that? So we're a little bit further behind, but there's not as many bees in this hive either. So the army is smaller, but man, they're doing good. This would be the middle frame. Let me see what this edge is. I may have already equalized some of these. No. Let's just spin that around a little. Any of these capped? Cap, there's a little bit of capped here. What's this edge one look like over here? They're kind of doing a nice even job on this one. There's kind of a capped one here. I'm gonna move that further out and put this one in the middle. So this is equalized. I'd say this was 50 to 60% on the way to capped. Let's see what this one's like. Take it off and put it in lighter. So I may not need another super on this one for sure. Let's see what the middle frames look like. Doing good drawing. Yeah. Any of these need to be drawn out and fixed? No, they all look good. But definitely can do some equalization. Put the... When you move the nectar around, it also kind of forces them to kind of spread out and not focus on the center a little bit. All right, got another one. You guys probably think I'm crazy for not wearing gloves. This is where I should be wearing gloves. It's like, if I find the queen, though, I hate taking my gloves off and all that, but you know, it's just the way I do it. What do you think? Think I'm crazy? Getting all these stings unnecessarily. There's no doubt it's unnecessary. I could be wearing gloves right now, but I mean, they sting a little bit. And this one looks kind of empty. Okay. I mean, there's work going on in here. They've moved up and through. See, but not like you don't like me taking your honey, do you? See, like, that one needs work, so I'm gonna move it to the middle. I'm not smoking either, am I? Probably need to be doing that a little bit more. Be a beekeeper, Chuck. Be a beekeeper. Don't be a hack. No, that frame's good. This could use a little bit of work. Move it kind of inside. Like, you don't want them to have to work on this at the end of the flow. You want them to draw it out at the beginning of the flow while it's good, right? Because it takes nectar to make wax. Okay, so now the bottom of this hive, you can't see it anymore, can you? I'm gonna move you over here. Check and see if you can see it. Okay, see how the bottom of this hive doesn't have the population that that other one did. So I'm hoping everything's okay, right? I mean, there's bees in here, but it's not bubbling out. I'm hoping I'm gonna find a lot of cat brood and they're at the stage of explosion, but we're gonna find out, right? This is why I'm doing this. It's kind of a sit rep of my hive, taking out this edge frame. Looking for the queen, looking, okay, plenty of room to lay. Not worried about that. Hatching out, ooh, I think I see an egg on the very edge frame, which is good. I'm gonna show you guys up close. See how it's hatching out in the center in there? I'm seeing eggs on this edge frame. I don't wanna lose her if she's on here, so I'm gonna look for her a little bit closer. If I see eggs, she could have been here just a few minutes ago. I don't see her, but I'm gonna do a shake. Just to put her in the hive as I set this aside. I don't want to have that question at the end of this. I didn't see the queen. Did I move her outside? Beautiful brood frame here. A little bit of a queen cup there. See that? Nothing in it. A little bit of dry spots where I can do my wax crayon on this one. Pollen, eggs, and larva. So I've got a good laying queen. Give them a little bit of wax on there with my crayon. I love this thing. A little bit of wax right there. I don't know. Is this little bit of wax gonna change her mind? Maybe not. A little bit of a cup there, no egg in it. All right, this is going back in. So far, so good. I've got brood, eggs, and more cat brood. Room to lay. Larva, eggs, drawing it out nicely. No queen yet, but I could probably quit at this point now, but I want to go to the end just to kind of see, is it wall-to-wall brood or are they honey-bound in any area? All right, so this is the frame that's going to turn it into a bomb. See all that brood getting ready to hatch on both sides? Yeah. Now, I am continuing to look at these cups. There's one there. Is that a cell? No, it's just another one of those dry cups, the encase kind of cup. This is what I want, and especially in the middle of the brood nest. Kind of hoping I'm going to see the same thing in the next two or three. Pollen. Food frame. Interesting, they're putting pollen granules in the middle of the brood nest, which kind of divides the brood nest up a little bit. This side, look at all that pollen. This kind of needs to be on the end. I don't want them to create a kind of a queenless feeling due to the food and the pollen on the edge. So this is going to go on the edge. I don't see the queen and they're still drawing this out. But remember, I had brood all the way on the edge over here, but that's going to be out here now. Why do you think they chose to put food in the middle like that? That was almost... Another brood frame hatching out, giving more room to lay. Oh yeah, mama, I'm getting stung a little bit again. I'm not smoking any though. I'm about two or three stings away from putting gloves on, but if I wasn't towards the end of this, I'd probably be doing it now, but I'm almost at the end. There's plenty of room to lay here. Another cup kind of up here. Dry. This is hatching out at the rate for her to relay it, so it's not like it's getting too capped out. Very good. Drone brood. Nice. See, I don't mind that much kind of food. This is a combination frame. This is a little spotty with food, and it's almost like she used this one to lay up. Another little cup on the corner there. Nothing in it, just dry. Another little starter cup there. Yeah, a little bit more smoke. Keep them at bay for three more frames. Good frame. Room to lay down here. Another cheater cup. Cheater cup. Different. That. See this over here? What do you guys think that looks like? I know what it looks like. What do you think it looks like? That looks like a chewed out queen cell to me. Which makes me wonder if I've got eggs in here, so I know I've got a laying queen, but was that a supersedure? I don't know. What it looks like, come on. Yeah. They're getting annoyed with me. Ha, interesting mystery now though. All right, gloves are coming on. Just cause I gotta put this hive back together. Something turned them on, just there at the end. Woo, not too bad. Just two or three more than I was getting. Maybe they got to the beekeeper looking stage. I'd have to walk away just a little bit further. What do you guys think I should do about that hatched out queen cell? I mean, obviously if I got eggs, I don't need to do anything. If I see a queen and it was unmarked, I'd like to mark her so I can kind of keep track of my queens. That's kind of my only two thoughts on that is, did a queen get replaced? And I haven't been looking for a virgin, honestly, or an unmarked queen. I've kind of been looking for the dot. And I haven't seen it. So I'm not gonna go back through and look for her. Drone brood on the edge, looking great. So this is a healthy hive. And you know, honestly, how we commented that it wasn't as strong. I wonder if that supersedure happened. I don't think so, because I think I have a date. What do I have on the date? I did this demarray 6 weeks ago. I cut cells in the top on the 21st. I added a super on the 8th. So there's time. There is time for this to have been superseded and mated. But there's, I don't think so, because there wouldn't be as much capped brood in here if that's what happened, right? To get to capped brood, it takes, you know, a couple weeks. And hatching. So, you know, these hatching, I don't think so. These hatching brood, well, they could have been laid by the previous queen if it was a flat-on supersedure, right? I mean, there could be bees from one queen and eggs from the new one. This frame could go in the top to give her more room to lay. I'm gonna go ahead and do that. It's in the center. I'm gonna double check for eggs, which will buy me some insurance on no queen cells could come from this frame. It's not guaranteed, but it's a possibility. I'm gonna put this one in the middle here and let them lay that up. This is my unmarked queen look. Not required, but a quick glance just for the curiosity that I've got after seeing that one cell. Lots of bees. God, this is the kind of frame you see a queen on. Uncapped, young larva, eggs, and just bees everywhere. Ah! Found her. She's still marked. So, I'm gonna show you. Don't worry. She's right here in this corner. I'm gonna try to get her out, and I'm gonna move the camera closer when she's within view. She might have just gone through again. What did I just say? This is the kind of frame you find queens on. I don't want to drop this frame. You guys have seen me make that mistake before. There she is. She's a green queen, light green. Okay, our work here is done. I have swapped out one frame. I'm being gentle because she is on this frame. I don't want to squish her on the way down. This frame is adjacent to her, so I'm being careful moving that over. I'm not pinching bees. I'm just moving it. I'm gonna let that set for a second. All right, so this is going in the top in that hole. This needs to go in the middle because it is a nice open brood frame. Queen's on one of these two, so I'm kind of being gentle there. If she get, like, if she's on the rail or something, you can go close and then let her move out of the way. Just pretend like you're squishing the queen when you move those frames. You know, just pretend like she might be in there. All right, we're done here. Found the queen, a little bit behind the other one, but a whole bunch of cat brood that is going to explode. Top. These are probably dead. I don't think I'm getting anything out of those. Queen excluder. Keeping her down there. This demarae is doing exactly what I wanted. I don't need another super. These are light supers on the bottom for the army to go to work on. And they get heavier as I go up. You know, I don't have a top entrance on this one, I don't think. I wonder if I should go to a top entrance. What do you guys think about that? I mean, oh my God, it's getting heavier. Grunting like an old man. All right, and then down here, I'm putting this frame that's going to hatch out. I'm gonna put it right in the middle for a memory jogger. You guys remember what a memory jogger is? Like, for me to remember things. I am gonna take a note about, let's see, one, two, three, four. That's on high frame four. When I count frames, I count left to right, just like we read. So if I wanna reference a frame, you know, you can say middle or whatever, but you gotta kind of know which way your box was. So when you orient the box, if you count from left to right, one, two, three, four, that's what I mean when I say frame four. So I'm gonna refer to put brood frame in frame four, check eggs, and I'm gonna add a 7 days to the date to that. Yeah, I did have a upper entrance on this one. I don't know that I noticed them using it though. All right, so before I put the lid on top, because I can't write way up there, what is today's date? 21st? Yep, 4/21. Ooh, they are not happy now. They're going through the gloves in some of them. 4/21. I'm gonna say check good, meaning like, oh, and I got, I'm gonna write green queen, and then 4/21, add brood frame four to top, check on 4/28. Give me 7 days, all right? So I don't need to get into the bottom in a week, but I need to, my gloves are not covered up my skin. I'm getting stung a little bit that way. So yeah, let me let you guys talk to me here. So I'm not gonna take my hood off right now because these bees are not as happy as those bees. Demaray's going good. Not as strong as the other one. Everything's going good. Found the right amount of brood. I needed to find, moved one cap frame to give her a little bit more room down on the bottom. But everything is going good. And there's room in here for honey and up here, so I don't need to add a super. So double Demarays are doing good. The two Demarays are doing good. And my two queen system over here, as an update, I found a virgin queen that is, I think, mated now. She's unmarked, but there's no eggs in there yet, so I'm calling a virgin for the moment. Anyway, that's the Demaray checkup. Didn't need to rotate any frames other than one up here, and that was optional. Keep you posted. We'll keep this Demaray going. See you next time, everybody. Have a great day.